His wife full ready met him at the gate, as she was wont of old usage or gate. And all that night in mirth they beset, for he was rich and clearly out of debt. When it was day, this merchant gan embrace his wife all new, and kissed her on her face. And up he goes and maketh it full tough. "No more," quod she, "by God, you have enough." And wantonly again with him she played, till at the last thus this merchant said, "By God," quod he, "I am a little wroth with you, my wife, although it be me loath. And wot you why? By God, as that I guess, that you have made a manner strangeness betwixt me and my cousin Dorn John. You should have warned me ere I had gone, that he to you 100 francs had paid, by ready token. He held him ill a-paid, for that I to him spoke of chevisance, me seemed so as by his countenance. But natheless, by God our heaven king, I thought not to ask of him no thing. I pray thee, wife, na do thou no more so. Tell me always, ere that I from thee go, if any debtor has in mine absence y paid thee, lest through thy negligence I might him ask a thing that he has paid." This wife was not afeard nor afraid, but boldly she said, and that anon, "Marry, I defy the false monk Dorn John. I keep not of his token, never a deal. He took me certain gold, this wot I well. What, evil thedom on his monk's snout! For God it wot, I wend withouten doubt, that he had given it me because of you, to do therewith my honour and my prow, for cousinage, and eke for bella cheer, that he has had full often times here. But since I see I stand in this disjoint, I will answer you shortly to the point. You have more slacker debtors than am I, for I will pay you well and readily from day to day, and if so be I fail, I am your wife, score it upon my tail. And I shall pay as soon as ever I may, for, by my truth, I have on my array, and not in waste, bestowed every deal. And for I have bestowed it so well, for your honour, for God's sake, I say, as be not wroth, but let us laugh and play. You shall my jolly body have to wed. By God, I will not pay you but a bed. Forgive it me, mine own spouse so dear, turn hitherward, and maketh better cheer." This merchant saw there was no remedy, and for to chide it ne'er but great folly, since that the thing may not amended be. "Now, wife," he said, "and I forgive it thee, but by thy life, ne be no more so large. Keep bet my good, this give I thee in charge." Thus endeth now my tale, and God ascend, tailing enough unto our lives' end.
"Well said, by Corpus Dominus," quod our host. "Now long may thou sail by the coast, Sir Gentle Master, Gentle Mariner. God give the monk 1,000 last quod year. Ah, oh, fellows, beware of such a jape. The monk put in the man's hood an ape, and in his wife's eke, by Saint Austin, draweth no monks more into your inn. But now pass over, and let us seek about. Who shall now tell first of all this rout another tale?" And with that word he said, as courteously as it had been a maid, "My lady prioress, by your leave, so that I wist I should you not grieve, I would demon that you tell and should a tale next, if so were that you would. Now will you vouchsafe, my lady dear?" "Gladly," quod she, and said as you shall hear.
This ends disc 11.